Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Turns out, hear me out, it turns out that objectively, Claudine Ullmann is actually funny. It's not subjective anymore. It's absolute. I've always found her funny. But objectively, she's now funny. Claudine, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel hilarious.
As it should, really, because anytime somebody says you're not funny, you can say, actually, yes, I am. Here it is. I am funny. Everybody thinks so.
Exactly. Here's the quote from Howie.
Exactly. Claudine Ullmann is an actress and improviser, stand-up comedian. She's also a 2023 Mrs. South Africa finalist. Tell us about this. Tell us about this journey.
So fortuitous, actually, mm-hmm. because I entered Miss South Africa mm-hmm. thinking, I don't even know, it came to me in a dream, actually. It came to me in a dream, and then I woke up and I entered, and I thought this would be the most hilarious thing I've ever done. I'm not a beauty queen. I could use it, like, you know, as comedy fodder. This is going to be hilarious. I then went to the semi-finalist workshop.
Right.
I got into the semi-finals, went to the workshop, and they were like, the first thing they said to us is, this is not just a pageant, this is so much more. If you need help branding yourself, marketing, starting a business, if you need access to a life coach, a business coach, we're here for you. This is all about empowering you and empowering other women. And I've been in the semifinals for about a week, and Howie, my mind has been blown. It really has already been the most incredible, probably the most genius thing I've ever done, to be honest.
Even if you say so
and
yourself, yes.
It is so much fun because I am modeling the runways of Paris. So
have you gotten a lot taller since we last saw you?
No, I'm just as short and just as round, and I'm killing it. I'm absolutely killing it.
I saw the story, and I thought, nah, this is not your gig. It must be something, I must have misunderstood this.
But I know, but this is what people think, and it's actually the perfect fit. I mean, the last time there was a Jewish queen mm-hmm. was Queen Esther, and we all know how it turned out for her.
Yes, and for everybody else around her. There was a lot of death, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They were hanging
so
people
hopefully
everywhere.
This will be different. My journey will be different. But let's hope that I make it all the way to the crown.
But it's absolutely... But you know what? It actually... You know, we're being funny about it or tongue-in-cheek, but the reality is that it actually says a lot about the competition, that you obviously had a perception, as certainly I do, or did until this conversation, about what it means to be a Mrs. South Africa, and you're telling me that it's actually something completely different. It's about you can be funny, and you can be shorter, and you can and it's about your business and your branding and so much more. And I think that's incredible.
And also, I can be shorter and rounder, and I'm still a wife, I'm still a mom, I'm still really powerful, and I'm still absolutely beautiful. And
I love
just
this.
Really... Yes, it is the most empowering, as I say, possibly the most genius thing I've ever done, because I'm not only learning to get people to support, how to get people to support me, support my business, but actually how to believe in myself as well. And it's just so awesome. It really is.
And eating disorder-wise, have you developed one yet, or is that still later on?
So I went to my nutritionist. I went to my nutritionist, and I said, right, I've got to get runway ready. And she goes, you are going to weigh 50 grams, my girl, 50 grams. So I think she's developed one, because she's now trying to get me competition ready.
Right.
I'm not taking it. I'm getting healthy. I'm not taking it.
No, but I think this is. But and you know what I love about this is you can move ahead with such a healthy way about you, accepting who you are, accepting your genius, accepting your humor, your intelligence, your own style, and not actually having to be forced to conform to everybody else's expectations about or everybody else's limited expectations, rather.
Well, exactly. You know, I do improv comedy for a living as well. And the wonderful thing about improv and the wonderful thing, about teaching improv and about doing this competition is it teaches you how not to care about what other people think, you know. I mean, and also, if you go and visit my social media pages, you will see that in a past life, I was definitely a model anyway.
Right.
So I'm just living out that dream.
Incredible. Tell us about the other finalists or the other semi-finalists.
The other semi-finalists are all gorgeous. They're 9'7". They are models and beautiful, like, women with power.
Oh, we seem to have lost Claudine. We are going to get her back in 1 second. I definitely want to hear more about the competition, you know, because we need to know. We need to know this. Claudine, we were asking you about the competition. What we heard is that they're 9'7", most of them.
Yes, they're 9'7", gorgeous, powerful women who all have incredible stories. And it's so amazing to, like, be in a room with such empowered women and to actually all have each other's backs. You know, they say that the competition is like a sisterhood. You know, we all rooting for each other. You know, personally for me, it would be great if I get the crown, Mazel Tov, Brochas, incredible, yay, yay, yay. But the truth is I'm in this for the journey and I'm in this for the experience. You know, I really am supporting other women, and I find that already, you know, they're supporting me as well.
That's incredible. And have you engaged sort of an expert on it, like past Annalene Creel, Tucker, Kirzner, Bacon? Have, you know, maybe get some expertise from her, and just even in terms of your name?
So they do have access to coaches, and they're like, you can, you know, speak to coaches to help you get pageant ready. But a part of me feels like, I've got this in my bag.
You do. Like, you have this. You have this.
I mean, honestly, my favorite part-time is being in front of the camera and modeling. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you obviously you're on TikTok now, right?
I'm huge on TikTok. Huge, I take it very seriously.
And even if the other women are looking down on you, it's only physically that they're doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up at everybody else.
Right. Claudine Ullman, this is the best. It's just the best. I'm absolutely loving it. And I have actually no doubt that you are going to take the crown. You are going to be our very own Queen Esther from here in Johannesburg. And you're just going to make us all proud.
This is my year of yes. Can I tell everybody to vote for me?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. This is incredible. My fellow Jews.
Yeah, and non-Jews, because, hashtag, you don't need to be Jewish. A good proportion of our listeners aren't Jewish. Okay.
I'm calling on my
How do we vote for you?
So, please, it's quite a detailed process. You can head over to my social media on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, anything, at Claudine Comedy. Follow me, and I'll put up how to vote for me. But basically, you need to go to my profile image and SMS Claudine Herman to 47587, but just go to Claudine Comedy and I'll explain it there.
Claudine, absolutely wonderful, and we are definitely going to be voting for you, and we're definitely going
to
be supporting
you.
You basically are our mascot. How about that?
Yay.
It is 8:59. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That was Claudine Ullman. She is now a semi-finalist in the Mrs. South Africa pageant. How cool is that?